USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In Iran, the burial of a top Iranian general who was killed by a U.S. airstrike in Iraq recently has been delayed after a stampede of mourners during a funeral procession killed 32 people, injuring nearly 200 others. Now the U.S. has denied Iranian Foreign Minister Javad Zarif's visa to attend the United Nations in New York. Zarif says of that attack that killed the general,
"Talking about de-escalation is different from choosing the path. The United States killed a number of people, important personalities, both Iraqi officials as well as Iranian officials, in a foreign territory. That's an act of war."
Earthquakes rattling Puerto Rico, a magnitude 5.8 reported this morning, hours after a magnitude 6.4 struck 6 miles south of Indios, the same area where another magnitude 5.8 hit yesterday morning. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My 4 children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Former National Security Advisor John Bolton says he is, quote, prepared to testify in President Trump's impeachment trial if he is subpoenaed. Bolton was on that July phone call when Trump spoke with the Ukrainian president, the call at the root of the entire impeachment inquiry. A new task force is working to solve the mystery of swarms of drones that have been flying at night over northeast Colorado and western Nebraska. At least 15 law enforcement agencies will be taking part in that investigation. SpaceX's first attempt at a rocket launch in the new year is a success, sending 60 more mini internet satellites into orbit. The Falcon 9 rocket blasting into a cold, clear sky last night for its fourth flight, and then that first stage booster flew to a perfect vertical landing on an ocean platform.
And yes, we have another landing. This is the fourth landing of the vehicle.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're not sleeping as good as you should, take a tip from me, Wyatt Cox. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA. Buy one, get one free special on a MyPillow is going on right now. And if you don't like it, you got 60 days to send it back. Try it. You'll believe it's for me. It's worked for over 2 years, and it'll work for you, too. MyPillow.com, Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA on a MyPillow premium pillow.
The annual showcase for the latest in consumer electronics, CES 2020, gets underway today in Las Vegas. President Trump's daughter and White House advisor Ivanka Trump scheduled to join a keynote discussion there about ways to teach workers new skills and develop STEM education programs. Georgia Congressman John Lewis is getting support from another high-profile cancer patient after announcing his diagnosis of pancreatic cancer late last month. Jeopardy host Alex Trebek diagnosed with pancreatic cancer back in March. Trebek telling an interviewer yesterday that his message for Lewis is, "Let's see if we can both complete this year as cancer survivors." Burger King's plant-based meat substitute going to breakfast. The chain will test what it's calling an impossible for sandwich in 5 markets later this month. It looks like actor Timothy Chalamet is going to be playing a music icon in a new biopic.
Once upon a time, you dressed so fine, lose a bunch of time in your prime.
The film, unofficially titled as of now Going Electric, will tell the story of the pivotal moment when Bob Dylan decided to shift from folk music to electric guitar-style rock and roll. And remember, we're not just on the radio, we're also online. Find us at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.